that wasn't built into the entire house itself, but was apart from it, you know, a separate little building or something like that?
No.
I haven't seen anything like that, okay. And talking about the kitchen again, what would you call maybe a little room right off the kitchen that you would use for storing canned goods or extra dishes, something like that?
The room off from the kitchen that you use to store the pantry.
That'd be the pantry. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
No.
Okay. You haven't heard it called the kitchen closet or something like that?
Some people probably call it the kitchen,
kitchen closet.
Could be called the kitchen closet. Mm.
Do you have a pantry in the home that you're living in now?
No.
Okay. What would you call a lot of old worthless things, like maybe a broken down chair or, you know, something that's really not worth anything anymore, but you just can't stand to throw away? You'd say you just have a lot of old...
junk.
Old junk. And have you ever heard people call junk anything else?
Trash.
Trash. Have you ever heard anybody say call it plunder?
No.
Okay. What would you call a room that you would store all that in?
Junk house.
A junk house. Okay.
Junk. When,
I don't know if you do this or not when you get up every morning before you fix breakfast, but do you ever just go around the house and, you know, maybe straighten out something here or there or sweep something up or anything like that?
Before I cook breakfast. No.
Okay. Well, if somebody did that, let's say if a housewife went around before she cooked breakfast doing that, you'd say she was doing what?
Just straightening up.
Okay. What do you call that thing that you use to sweep the floors with?
Broom.
Have you ever seen, are there different types of brooms that you're familiar with?
I just use a regular straw broom or a sweeper.
Have you seen, is there such thing as an old-fashioned broom that looks different from the sort of straight broom that you have now?
Yes.
Did those things have a name, or are they just called brooms too?
They're called straw brooms.
Straw brooms.
They are made from, you know, straw. People go out and pick it and wrap it together to make little brooms.
Have you ever used one of those?
I have, not since I, at home I've used it, you know, the straw broom, that type.
Which one do you prefer? Which one's better?
The modern kind with the handle to it is better.
It's more efficient sort of thing.
Yes.
Let's say for example, if that broom that we're talking about was right there in the corner and the door was open that way so that you couldn't see the broom, and if I were looking for that broom, couldn't find it, you'd tell me the broom is where?
Behind the door.
Behind the door, okay. Well, you know, years ago, I don't know if women still do it, but they set aside Mondays for doing one particular thing, one particular part of their housework. What did women usually do on Mondays?
Wash.
Did their wash, okay. And what do you call it after they do their wash and it's dried and all that they have to do to get the wrinkles out? Yeah. Is there one word that you could use to describe all that, the washing and the ironing, and you'd say she's doing her... Okay, well, what about a place downtown that you might take all your clothes to and they do all that for you? You call that the what?
Dry cleaner.
The dry cleaners. Is it ever called the laundry?
Yes.
It's the same thing as the dry cleaners.
Well, it's different section. I mean, when you launder the clothes, you wash them. When you dry clean, you put them in a dry cleaning machine and you dry clean them.
Oh, I see. So dry cleaning and laundry. Is there just a laundry in town, or are they all dry cleaners?
Well, they do both.
Oh, they do both. But you have to specify what you want.
Yes.
Okay.